Uncovering secrets of EP networking. We're here with Craig McKim, who's going to give us his top tips and tricks for the industry.
Welcome to the Circuit Magazine, the number one source of information on protection matters, the industry-leading magazine for all security professionals who want to stay ahead of the game.
Networking and the EPO of tomorrow, why is it important? Today, we're going to be joined by Craig McKim, head of Craig McKim Business Development and Mr. Networking in the EP industry. Elijah and John, why is networking so important for today's EPO?
Well, networking is more important than it ever has been in some ways, right? Because look, we're in a situation where we can't do it in the traditional sense. We cannot meet face to face. So we've all had to get a bit more creative. And I guess we also need to think about how we project, right? I'm sat across the table here from my good friend Elijah, who knows all about projection and can do it as well as anyone. And you sat in the shadow of somebody like this, and it's easy to get intimidated and to think, wow, you know, like, how do I follow something like this? And really, I think you're representing yourself. So the first thing is you need to be true to yourself. You need to think about, well, what do I want to project? Who am I? How do I want people to see me? And you have to live up to that at the end of the day, right?
No. First of all, that was very kind of you to say. I think the networking piece is vital, particularly now that we're living in this kind of pandemic era where you might not get the amount of face-to-face that you could in the past, and those budgets from those clients and potential clients might not be flowing as freely as before. So they have to remember you. They have to know who you are in some kind of way. That means crafting your own identity, you know, not being afraid to speak, not being afraid to get your name out there. And if we have someone on that can talk about that and help us with that, I think it's going to be of great value to our listeners.
And maybe I'm not going to really try to put words into your mouth, but maybe Elijah, networking is especially important because a lot of jobs come up really, really quickly and really, really last minute. And a lot of people assemble teams based on their network. Who is calling? Jackie Davis, who very kindly spoke at our January event, she said it really bugs her how many people don't pick up the phone. And she's like, you've just missed an opportunity. Obviously, I'm kind of, you know, putting words into your mouth, but is that the nature of the EP industry and therefore why networking is extra important?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit cliche to say, but as you know, I think that old saying is true. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I'd probably say it's both, but I think it's no secret. A big part of our community just focuses on the hard skills. However, those soft skills, like that communication piece, is terribly vital. So whether you're on an assignment and you have to negotiate your way into something or out of something, or if it's prior to the assignment started and you needed to talk your way onto the detail or put your best foot forward in that respect, how are people going to remember you? How do people know your name? How, you know, what kind of impression do you leave? Those types of things I think are important. And I know even with Craig, I didn't know his name at first. And then I remembered, oh, wait, I know this guy from social media. So the fact that he made an impression on me and an imprint, even though when I first saw his name in isolation on our sheet and it didn't click with me, immediately I got it. And I was like, that's the type of impression you want to leave with someone.
Yeah. And I think that brings up some really good points. When you first think of networking, this might not be the same for everyone, but for me, I immediately picture a conference room somewhere, post-event, drinks in hand, working your way around the room, doing the same kind of elevator pitch 40 seconds over and over again. That's if you can extract after 40 seconds. I'll still be stood there, talk to the same person after 20 minutes because I haven't learned how to do that, right? What is networking now? You know, it's evolved a lot. And what are the channels of networking? Let's look at the Circuit Magazine and the different ways in which we can reach people. And this is networking. And so writing articles, appearing on podcasts, attending events, there's so many different ways in which we network, in which we represent ourselves, which is our brand. And I'm taking this straight from Mark 6 James's playbook, right? This is a guy, you know, he's always talking about the brand of you. And sure, we can learn a lot from that, right? Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun because I met Craig for the first time at the first IPSB event back in 2016. And we bonded over the fact that he was wearing Gary V K-Swiss trainers. And I was the only one that noticed. And the reason I noticed is not because I wear trainers. Well, I do own some, don't worry. But no,
for the American market, that those are gym shoes, sneakers.
Sneakers. Exactly. So
that's why you have me on the show.
Exactly. Thanks for the translation there, interpretation. But the Gary V is a big motivational speaker on networking and marketing. And the fact that we have tangentially bonded over that suddenly opened up this whole sphere. And then he gave me some tips and he gave some great presentations at my events. And then, you know, it's all about that persuasion, Robert Cialdini's persuasion. Anyway, look, we're going to get into it with Craig. He's got a lot to say. He's a great friend of the industry, and his secrets of networking is really the standard in the industry, or at least no one else is doing it. He really is the go-to guy for networking. So looking forward to this. Craig McKim and networking for the EPO of tomorrow.
And now let's meet one of the contributors to the Circuit magazine.
Networking in the EP sector, what a topic. We've all got to do it, but who better to ask than Craig McKim, the secrets of networking expert himself from Craig McKim Business Development. It's a pleasure to welcome you. How are you doing?
It's a pleasure to be here. I love this, and I'm doing well, and especially better now, right here in front of you, gentlemen. So
awesome. Well, we're here with Elijah Shaw, Sean West, and of course, Pelham Rowe, myself. We're going to do three quick fire questions and then get into it. Such an important topic, especially in a virtual environment. Number one, what's your biggest gripe with the industry with regards to networking?
I would say that networking is overlooked. People will talk about it. They'll say it, but then they'll spend the money to go to the range again or go to the driving school, which all the hard skills, they are important. But how often are you going to, and this is dependent on where you are in all this, but how quick do you have to be able to get out of your holster? Yes, you need to be able to do that. But how many times are you going to do that on a detail? How many times are you going to do a J-turn on a detail? I mean, there's all these hard skills that, again, you need to have, but to get the chance to put those skills to work, or how often do you think you're going to talk to somebody at the hotel, somebody at the restaurant, your principal, the EA, all these people that you have to be able to connect with and help influence a little bit. And not saying networking is influencing, but you need to learn how to talk to people. And so I don't think enough people pay attention to that, where they'll dump $1,500 into a virtual course or to go to someplace, but they won't spend a little bit of money on a book about networking, because how important really is that? Well, you know, to quote, I mean, this isn't a verbatim quote, but he gave me the permission to say that. But Chuck Randolph was like, that's the most important tool you have in your toolkit is your ability to network, because that's going to keep either the work coming in as a business, you finding work once a detail is completed, or while you're on detail, the quick connection you're able to establish with the people that you need something from, really. Like, it's a hasty advance, and all of a sudden you're principal's going this way. You got to get to the restaurant ahead of time or to the hotel or wherever, and real quick, how can I get people on my side? And I think that's just overlooked. And sometimes I like to use the weight of their principal as opposed to I'm good enough and I can make this happen and I'll be able to prove it to you here at some point. But this is, that's where it has to start.
So Craig, we can hear, obviously, you're really high tempo, high energy. You got a lot of enthusiasm. Where has that come from for this topic?
Well, looking back over a long but varied career in networking without really realizing it, what I was doing and what I liked in the business development aspect, I started off in security and worked in the clubs in Las Vegas in the early 2000s. That moved into kind of a nightlife concierge where we took people out to the clubs or to the restaurants or whatever. But my job was to go out and build relationships and establish relationships and then maintain them. And I'm not even sure what happened, but at one point it hit me like, boy, this is what I really like doing. Like I love getting in front of people and I like showing them what the company that I represented had to offer, what I have to offer, and understanding the benefits that come from that. We were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, I've walked into meetings that maybe I didn't deserve to be in, but because I was in front of them, I was willing to be valuable, or at least offer to be valuable, to be helpful, being authentic with people, looking at long-term investments in a relationship allowed me to be in a place just like this, you know, where mm-hmm. maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have been because I wasn't thinking that way, or I didn't offer to do things or to just be available. And because of that, I've seen how good it's been for me. And I want to help people understand what it can do for them.
So what we're trying to do, bring the pages of our Circuit magazine to life. And that's why we have a lot of thematic topics on the podcast. The theme of networking, what do you want the other side to understand? People who are not, you know, currently engaged in it. And, you know, by that, I don't mean the world out there outside of EP. I mean, EP practitioners.
I want them to understand that everything that you want in life is tucked away, maybe hidden somewhere in your network. You just need to go find it. So having conversations about really any and everything, letting people know what you're doing, that is a simple way to just get the message out, because you don't know. I tell a story in my Secrets of Networking webinar where when I was in college, I was sitting in a poli sci class that I was barely awake in. And my buddy, who was also barely awake or probably sleeping, one day I announced to him that I wanted to be a bodyguard. Well, not to go through the whole story, but just a few years earlier, he was on a high school football team that one of the coaches, when he wasn't full-time bodyguarding dignitaries and celebrities and royalty and all that, he was back at home part-time coaching that same football team. And lo and behold, I got my first protection mentor. So the idea is you don't know where any conversation's going to lead. So you need to have them. And the other big part of that is following up. Just like in sales, the fortune's in the follow-up. The fortune's in the follow-up in networking. It has a little bit more organic. But when you're doing that, you're just checking in. You're not beating somebody over the head for a job. You need to value the relationship before you're going to get work or anything like that. You need to be valuable, or at least offer to be valuable. And it's consistent, positive contact.
So Craig, I mean, this is a ton of great information. And I love the fact that you said hard skills are important, but we don't want to forget about some of the soft skills. And one of those would be the networking piece. And I think it's great that you have a course that talks about this, because I think people don't go beyond the surface of the word networking. They, you know, oh yeah, I network, or I go to this thing and I was networking. You know what I mean? And it's almost just like a word in and of itself. Yeah, exactly. And that's it. And it's much more nuanced to that. And there's techniques that go with that. And there are people that are very successful with it, you know, can get what the ask is. And there's other people that just say, oh yeah, I was in a room full of people and I was doing some networking, or I just called a guy to network with them. You know, and so I think it's wonderful that you've kind of added some structure to this, and you've kind of made it available, at least to the close protection community, which might not find it sexy, but you could say, okay, here's the value that comes with this. Am I correct with this?
Absolutely. The fact that, like you said, that I like the hard skills, but we all like doing stuff that we're good at, right? So I like to go to the range and hit center mass and do that. And I can do it quick. And, you know, I go to the gym, or I go to the dojo, or wherever it is that I go. I'm already competent at that. And yeah, I went to network. I handed out some business cards and I collected some, or I handed out all my business cards and I didn't really establish a connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that's maybe the piece that we overlook. It's the connection part. I know a ton of people. I can say that I know this guy or this gal or, you know, this CEO, but do they know me? They say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I don't buy that either. It's who knows you. And that's something that I think we overlook, because I'm in a room full of people and I handed out some business cards and I had a couple of conversations, but I didn't establish a connection. And then I didn't follow up and I didn't stay in touch. And again, because I offered this to other industries, that's where everybody misses. They don't continue to stay in touch with people. Pelham, he's fantastic at it. I see an email pop up. Hey, we're going to do this if you want to attend, or would you mind doing a quick interview, like things like that. Of course, I'm going to answer his emails. It might take me a day or two, but I always do, because he stays in touch. And that's how I've fallen into work. Like I said, I get random text messages. You know, do you want a job? Can you do this? Somebody that maybe I have lost contact with, but they know me well enough that they're willing to make that offer, to make that ask. And if I can, if it's within my power, I'm absolutely going to honor that.
I think it's also important to not just network within your own space, being a bodyguard. If you're only networking with other bodyguards, you're not increasing the services you can deliver. You know, working in our space, dealing with high net worths, you'll be coming in contact with butlers, personal assistants, housekeepers, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And when your billionaire principal wants a new canine protection, yeah, I can provide that. Or, you know, expand your network in different areas, and then you become not just a bodyguard, you become an enabler, you know, someone who can provide things at the drop of a hat because you have them contacts. I know any task I've ever been on, I never delete a phone number. I don't go and use a driver in Mexico and then delete it straight after the task, because in 2 years' time, if you have to go back there, you don't have any connections there. You know, you have to build this network around the world in each space, whatever you're working in, and then it increases what you can deliver, services you can offer, and you become more of an asset to your principal or to others.
For sure. And you say the driver in Mexico, he's going to have probably at least between those 2 years, he's probably going to have 8 to 10 text messages from me just to check in. Hey, in the business, whatever. So staying in touch there is great, but you're right. Networking with the butler, networking with the EA, if you can, you know, I understand like there's nuances to every detail and everybody's different, but who are the people that you're talking to? And are you staying in touch with them? Are you staying in touch with the maitre d' at the restaurant that your principal frequents? And do you need to? Maybe not, but does it hurt? Of course it doesn't. So that's exactly right. The expanding your circle, networking, maybe you're the only protection specialist, bodyguard, wherever, that goes to, I don't know, an insurance company convention or, you know, whatever. Would that be beneficial? Off the top of my head, no, but that's what came to my head. But can you go to other places that are supportive of whatever it is that you're doing? Can you go to a driver convention, or can you go to a hospitality convention? Because you're going to learn something there too. But is it set in Vegas? And holy cow, all these people come in from Vegas, and now you're the security practitioner that all these people get to know, and they're from all over the world, and that can't be a bad
thing. I love the driver example. I still get funny videos from my Nigerian driver. Even though I don't plan on going back, at least I get the funny videos. It's a follow-up, and he's trying to add value.
Yeah, right. And that's it. And it's an organic thing. Like, it's not a sales process. So I'm not going to hit you up every other day, but it is consistent. So it might be once a quarter that you reach out, and maybe it's a phone call, or maybe they'd like to be contacted via Snapchat. Like, you meet them where they are because you're the networker, but you meet them where they are and how they like to be contacted.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful. And I also think that the other missing component to that sometimes is the personality. So things don't feel artificial or robotic or contrived. And if you have a genuine interest in this person, or have a genuine interest in the bigger picture, which is increasing your footprint in whatever space that is, then when you ask these questions or when you reach back out, it doesn't feel forced. And right. So for instance, I have people that reach out to me organically all the time. And because it's organic, it just feels like, oh, this guy hit me up. I haven't heard from him in a while. However, I have some people that hit me with kind of a canned statement, and it's the same one. And so if I looked at that series of text message, there might be 3 months in between it, but it's the same 5 words. And again, that's why I think there's kind of a science to networking. And I keep saying, I love the fact that you're bringing that into our community. And that'll actually also transition me into the other piece I wanted to mention, which is I'm familiar with you from Instagram. And so you do these Instagram posts that, you know, you're talking to the camera, and if I'm just in my feed and I just stop for a second and I just listen to what you're saying, I get a little bit of a nugget out of there. Maybe a week later, that same thing happens. And again, your face is familiar. Then your name is familiar. And then if there's a need, you're like, oh, I know who to talk to. And it's, that's the thing that people could, you know, use social media to increase their network. Am I right? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Especially right now, we're all in one place. So social media absolutely is probably the way to go. But again, you know, maybe I contact Elijah, but he doesn't like to be on social media, which obviously that's not true, but maybe he likes phone calls, right? So I call him or I shoot him a text because that's how he likes to do it. But being present, and when I say that, I mean literally physically being there. There was a process that was, I don't want to say established by, but really refined, called VCP, or V for visibility, C for credibility, P for profitability or prosperity, whatever you want to call it. But it was brought about by Dr. Ivan Meisner. He is the founder of Business Networking International, or BNI, which is a worldwide franchise. They have chapters that it is simply referral sharing, usually between small businesses. It's a fantastic organization. I was part of one in a different life. But the V for visibility is so important. You just have to continue to be there. And by doing that, that can build, I mean, unless you're a total clown, but it builds credibility to a point of like, oh, this guy, this gal is really invested in being part of this community and wants to offer, you know, whether it's an opinion, whether it's a video, whether it's they type something out and they post it. And I think there's a lot of people that do want to add value, but that's good. Like, man, I go on vacation on Elijah's pictures, you know, like he's in Egypt here and he's in the tropics here. And I'm like, oh, that looks really nice. And it, like, now obviously there's always good information attached to it, but just like the visual part of it, you know, then there's me, there's the talking head, but that's how I know how to deliver values. And usually I'm not asking for anything. It's just here, think about this, mm-hmm. you know, and apply it to however you would apply it. So you have to be present to be credible. And then you have to be credible for somebody to trust you, to either hire you, to refer to you, to give you business, but you don't jump from visibility to profitability. Just like you can't skip that step. And I think a lot of people, they get focused. They need, and I get it. They need money. They need work. Like, I understand that, but there's the, I can't remember the name of the book. It evades me. It was there, but essentially it's like, dig your well before you need water. And that's what, build your network before you need it. And being visible is all part of that.
So Craig, can you tell us a little bit about what's next for you, but maybe in relation to your work with the EPI? I know you're pretty big there, lots of things going on.
Well, what's next is just growth, really. I actually offer a coaching program around networking. It's a 6-week program. So I'm just busy pushing that out to people to help them get better. And, you know, that goes into a little bit of personal development stuff, but I'm literally giving them assignments to do week in and week out to really jumpstart their networking program, essentially, if they, especially if they don't have one. But then also, you know, I was appointed or voluntold. I'm going to be the director of the NLA member support team. That is, if you're a graduate of EPI, you are inducted, you know, and you pass your tests and all that, you're inducted into the Nine Lives Associates. And what that is, just, it's a international network of people that have had the same training that have gone through Executive Protection Institute. So I'm helping to develop that to kind of revitalize it, kind of to what it was, to where we want to go, and we want to make it as robust as possible for anybody that has been through. So I'm busy doing that. I got a couple other ideas around social media to hopefully bring more people together, kind of centralize information and things like that. But I'm kicking around a few ideas, but those are really is to grow the coaching practice. I love to do more speaking and to help the NLA grow, but then also to support EPI in whatever way that I can.
Well, Craig, from Elijah, Sean, and myself, thank you very much for your time. This is a great tour de force around networking, such a vital topic in this moment. It's been great seeing you.
You as well. I appreciate being here. This was fun. And anytime I get a chance to talk about it, you see, I get energized. So I thank you for allowing me to do that and get a little bit animated. So I appreciate you.
Very, very great insights from Craig McKim. He is, of course, the master of the secrets of networking for the EP industry. Elijah, what have you taken away from today's conversation?
That guy has a lot of enthusiasm. And it's infectious. And I think that's actually a great trait to have. So much of our industry is solemn and somber and cloak and dagger and in the background. And of course, there's a place for that. But there's also a time and place that people need to know your name, know who you are, know something about you, and are left with a positive impression. And I think Craig does a good job in communicating that himself, but also giving us tips on how to make ourselves forward facing when it comes to networking and marketing.
Yeah, he's got the enthusiasm And that's great if you've got that in your barrel, right? You can project forward with that. But if you haven't, add value. For me, that's one of the biggest takeaways. And I see a lot of people who get this wrong. I see a lot of people who come to meetings and they come in loaded with the line, well, I can't tell you about that and I shouldn't talk about this. And then like, well, why are you here, dude? What are you bringing to the table? And of course, it always raises an eyebrow and makes you wonder. But really, I think when you come into a situation like that, where you're face-to-face with another industry colleague, a peer, you treat them with respect, but look to add value. And it's not just the, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Listen to the person. What do you think their pain points are? Where are they trying to grow? Where are they trying to develop? Who's in your network that you can connect them with? And, you know, thinking in a, on a real genuine level. And I think that'll carry you really far.
You know, I agree. And the reason why I think that's important is because networking is such an overused term. And so sometimes people just kind of, you know, their eyes kind of glass over and they just kind of tune it out because they're like, yeah, I know how to network. But do you know how to network effectively? And having people that are subject matter experts and people that have excelled in certain areas of our overall craft, I mean, I think that's what's wonderful about this podcast. We can kind of drill in. We don't have to, you know, beat a horse to death. And we can, you know, get some nuggets and some jewels and kind of mine those and say, okay, these are some great takeaways from me. And you can do that at the gym on the treadmill. You can do that while you're running errands in the car. I mean, that's just an amazing part about the podcast.
And it's really, really a natural thing for humans. If you go to an exotic country, what's the first thing people do? They try and pick up your bags. They try and provide value before they make an ask. It's not more complicated than that. So we really, really got to embrace Craig's message. I really am pleased that I met him back in 2016 at the IPSB in Vegas. We bonded over, you know, something, you know, specific like Gary V's shoes.
Tell his shoe story again?
No. I'm just so passionate about it. No, but you see how this networking, now I'm spreading the gospel of Gary V. So, you know, even that is in fact networking and spreading messages. Wherever we can add value, like we just had last week, that inspirational people overcoming adversity. We're not just telling people how to do their jobs. We're thinking, right, people need some motivation right now. Let us bring the community together before we do anything else. Let's add value.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's really about intention. Intention is at the heart of what we do. And like you said, with your case study, there are people who just genuinely want to help. And then you referred to the event that we just held, and that was six incredible inspirational stories, all from people who had a good intention or a single intention that was driven by their experience. So what's coming up, Palom?
Well, we've got obviously a big call for papers for more contributors to the Circuit magazine. Very, very keen to hear from you. More diverse areas all the time. And of course, we're looking forward to our next Circuit magazine event to be announced on a very interesting topic. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. On a personal level, I'm running an event for the Southwest corporate security community on the 2nd of April. Yes, I know that is Good Friday, but I'm still doing it on that date. And we should really have some great content coming out of that as well. Because just as we've been talking in many of these podcasts about the modernization of EP, so I think new tech tips and tricks really will help take the industry forward. And that will make great content for the next few years, really.
It sounds like an amazing event that you've got lined up there, Palom. Where can we find out about it?
Thanks very much. If you just go to southwest.mssconference.com, then we've got the whole site live. We've got some really great speakers ranging from GoDaddy's Jason Vioque all the way through to Victor Villalobos from MUFG and loads of other names and faces that you are familiar with and some that you're not. So please do check out the website, 2nd of April. You're very welcome.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. The thing I'd like to end with is just the fact that, you know, with the magazine, with the podcast, with all the different endeavors that we're doing, we want to hear from the listeners and the readers. So what we'd love you guys to do is to like, subscribe, and share. Help us get the word out. This podcast is relatively new and part of the thing that increases our ranking in the search engines and makes it more visible to the broader community are the reviews. So if you would, just take the time. Jump on there, give a review. We hope it's positive, but we'd love for you to keep us honest and like, subscribe, and share. John, where can they find us?
Easy. just come to the Circuit site. That's circuit-magazine.com. You can find out everything you need to know about the magazine, the podcast, the newsletter. It's all right there.
Thank you very much. This is great. But from John and Elijah and myself, thank you very much for being a part of this week's fantastic Circuit Magazine podcast. We look forward to welcoming you next week.
You have been listening to the Circuit Magazine podcast. Be sure to subscribe and be sure to not miss an episode.